of Kauai Soapbox Live. This is the program that's for you, for all of us here on Kauai, for all of us throughout the Hawaiian Islands to share what we have to feel, what we need to say, whatever's on our minds, anything to help foster better community. We got Jimmy on the phones today, and Jimmy will also be sharing his mana'o. But Jimmy, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you there? We got you on number one. What is that? Try it again.
Number four, number five. There you go. You found me.
Ah, there you are.
That's the familiar voice for you folks.
All right. So, if you want to hear such a beautiful voice, give us a call. Jimmy will say hello, hello.
Thank you for calling Kauai Community Radio.
826-7771 inside the booth. And just a big mahalo to all you folks that helped us get to our big contribution of $50,000. We made some money. All because of your love and support, so mahalo for that.
We really appreciate all you guys helping us here on Kauai Community Radio. This is a kakou thing. We cannot do without you guys. So all your love and support helps this station thrive, helps us do what we do to support you, the community. So with that in mind, let's see what's going on in the community.
Funny stuff.
Funny stuffs? Why, you know a couple jokes?
No, plenty stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I get funny stuff too.
Okay. I'll reserve my jokes for later then. Let's see here. As part of the general plan update, Kauai Kakou, the planning department, will be conducting workshops during the first week in November for three planning districts, including Waimea to Kekaha, Hanapepe to Ele'ele, and the North Shore. These workshops will take a look at the form and character of the respective places as they are today and how they might change in the future. Participants will have the opportunity to discuss what degree of change is desired or expected for each community and the way in which these places can be preserved, evolve, or transform over the next 20 years. So, if you like get involved in how we want to see our community involved here on evolve here on Kauai, please check out one of the following workshops or check out all three. So there's one in Hanapepe in the Ele'ele Planning District, and that will be on Monday, November 2nd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. held at the Hanapepe Public Library. And this is going to be kind of a cool day because they're going to have an introduction thing where they talk about, hey, you know, this is what's going on with the planning process here on Kauai. And then there's actually going to be a bus/walking tour of the Hanapepe Ele'ele Planning District region so that people kind of get a real good feel about what's going on in the community. And then the next, on Wednesday, November 4th from 5:30 to 7:30, the Hanapepe Public Library, there will be a closing presentation that kind of conclude the findings and thoughts about how people would like to see the development in the Hanapepe Ele'ele area. And then in the Waimea Kekaha, on Tuesday, November 3rd, they'll be doing their introductory/bus walking tour from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kekaha Neighborhood Center. So again, it'll be, the idea is to get people informed about the planning process, and then there'll be a bus tour, walking tour of the Waimea Kekaha area. So if you want to be involved out there, go check that out. And then the next day on November 5th, there will be a closing presentation from 12 to 1:30 p.m. at the Waimea Courthouse. And then for all you folks out there on the North Shore, on Thursday, November 5th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. At the Kilauea Neighborhood Center, there will be an introductory about the planning process going on the North Shore, and a bus and walking tour as well. And then on Friday, November 6th, from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Church of the Pacific in Princeville, there will be a closing presentation. If you are interested in reserving a space for the bus walking tours in any of the planning districts mentioned, please give a call to to the Kauai government guys down there in Lihue at 241-4061. Or you can send an email to... Who is this here? Anyway, yeah, anyway, just try call 241-4061. Or you can visit online at plankauai.com. That's plankauai.com.
Nice. That's their website.
That is their website. So if you are interested in either preserving things or seeing things evolve into a new direction, this is a great opportunity for you to have a say in what's going to be happening here on Kauai.
And that's part of the general plan update.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you attended some of those meetings?
I've put some of my manao into some of the written statements about what I'd like to see happen. So, you know, if you cannot attend one of these meetings, you can always go on to plankauai.com. And somewhere along that site, there's a place where you can put your input about how you feel and share your thoughts. So, you know, if you know can make the meetings, that's okay. You can always give a call, or you can go online and share your thoughts and expressions. There's many different ways. So just putting that out there again, this will be coming during the first week of November, from November 2nd through November 6th, depending on where you, like, go.
Nice. And I got to just say mahalo to the folks who are planning right now are doing a good job of getting the word out there. How did you get that notification, Eric?
It was sent out for immediate release. True. As of today.
Oh, you're on one of those notification lists of the
country. Right. And if you are on the Kauai Community Radio Facebook page, or what is that other one? Anyway, the social media stuff that. It
like
is
Twitter's.
On there.
Yeah.
It is totally on there. So, you know, Kalamai, I'm still kind of in the prehistoric days.
Yeah,
of,
but one day you're going to be Instagrammer. Or Instagrampa.
Instagrampa. I stay older, Eddie. My truck's older than me.
It would still get you where you want to go, right?
Yes.
That's
it's looks good from afar, but far from good. as many of our reliable
vehicles. But it's a working
vehicles.
Truck. It's a working truck.
It's like us here at the radio station, you know, like, oh, you might not believe what we're working on here, but we're working it.
Hey, but a little duct tape goes a long way sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta get the bamboo rafters and one of those blue tarps from Ace Hardware as well to keep things going.
So that's what's nice about the county planning guys, trying to make a very legitimate effort. You know, they got their own website. They've been attending public events, trying to solicit response from community members about what the general plan and how all that stuff is going to work. So mahalo to them for getting out in the community, mixing it up. I mean, that's kind of how they'll do their job better when they get information from us guys in the community.
826-7771, 826-7771. If you have anything you'd like to come talk about today here on Kauai Community Radio, we are here to listen. Once again, that's 826-7771. Also in the news, I think we have our first caller today coming in. Brother Jimmy, who's the order? So anyway, here on Kauai Community Radio, we are here for you, and if you have something to say, we always love to hear from you. Whoa, fun stuff going on here at Kauai Community Radio. So we have a caller, I believe, on the air, or ready to come say aloha. Hello, Carla. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, so I just wanted to say, I'm calling in one big KKCR fan.
Right on.
And I wanted to call in all the special people that broke off $5 here, $10 there, you know, $25 here and there. It makes so much of a difference. And I wanted to say special mahalo to all the people that are contributing, because, you know, every single dollar counts. And your show, especially Soapbox, I'm not going to make a special comment on any one particular issue, but just free speech radio, it means so much that we still have this here. And I wanted to I just made up one joke. You guys want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, we're ready for that.
Free speech radio.
Yeah, okay, so I made up this joke, and it goes like this. Did you know that you can break your foot if you drop the bong on it?
No, I did not know.
Oh, yeah, if it hits just right.
Oh, talk about dropping the bong.
So no, drop the bong, you know, and don't drop the ball because, hey, you know, we missed our goal. I'm a volunteer there, by the way.
We appreciate your cuckoo help.
Oh, gosh, man, every single dollar counts. So I just want to say a special pitch out there. Everybody, if you never got a chance to call in and give your pledge, $5, $10, anything.
Still can, yeah.
You know, don't be that guy who says, oh, don't worry, somebody else going to do it. Like, you know, pull over to the side of the road right now. You know, like, or if you're at work, you know, take a five-minute break. It only takes a phone and a credit card and make it like $5, $10. But please, everybody, please keep supporting this awesome radio station.
Right on.
What is, in your mind, one of the most pressing reasons why people should support this station? What makes this place just like nothing else to you in your
mind?
Well,
good question. The most important reason that people should call in their support is because free speech is not as free as you think. And it costs a good little change to do it. And it's, you know, there's community radio stations all over the planet are being shut down every day. And here's one story I want to tell. Like, here's one reason I love KKCR. Every once in a while, and very rarely, we get a little bit dead air. And, I love that because it reminds me that I'm not perfect either. And so despite the beautiful technology that we have, the astoundingly, amazing technology that we have at KKCR, and, infallible professionalism of our volunteer programmers, every once in a while you hear a little bit dead air, and you know that the next song's coming, and you know that that your favorite DJ is going to come on and say, oops, oh, I hit the wrong decline, and, you know, it's going to go on, but I want everybody out there to think about how would you feel if that dead air kept going and there was no KKCR? Wouldn't you feel mad that you didn't break off that $10, that $20? Like, how would you feel if you tuned into KKCR and it was gone? Because that does happen. And, we're doing it totally grassroots. Everybody that's involved is doing it for free. We don't care about the money, but it's just like one friend. Oh, every 6 months or so, my best friend will call up and say, "Oh man, I don't charge for my friendship, but I'm really broke. Hey, you got a 10 spot? You got a 20 spot?" And so I want everyone out there. You know, if you didn't contribute during the fund drive, it's not too late. Everybody, we love our station. The station loves us. And so, I just wanted to call and contribute that message. Like, pull over safely, pull out your credit card, and, give that 5, 10, 15, 25, whatever you got, because the station is loving you 24/7.
24/7. And you know what? If you don't have your credit card with you right now or you're driving and you don't want to pull over, just when you get a chance, go online to www.kkcr.org. If you so please, if you so choose, you can hit the donate button right there. And you can, like Brother says here on the radio, you can go ahead and give us 5, 10. You can, bump it up and give us $5 every month if you like.
Nobody's
going to
criticize
that.
You for saying only $5. Like, that's going to be welcome so much.
Yeah, that's a cup of coffee and then some.
Yeah, so make your coffee at home. One day a week, make your coffee at home and say, I'm going to make the sacrifice because every time I turn on my radio, KKCR is there for me.
We are there for you guys. That's why we have shows like this and pretty much every show. Wait, every show is like this because it's here for you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's free speech. It's human freedom. We all love you, and I'll let you get back to your program. But I just want to call up and say how much I love you guys.
Well, we love you too.
And you.
Right on. Thank you. All right, I'm still listening. I'll let you go.
Okay, aloha. Aloha.
Yeah, how do you like that, Eric? Thanks. Big caller.
The love. It's as good as jumping in a bathtub full of Lithikoi seeds. So what else we got going on here in the community and in the world? Over the weekend, there was a Aloha Aina March in Lahaina on the island of Maui, which was to raise awareness about development and exploitation of natural and cultural resources in the Hawaiian Islands. And, you know, sometimes people say, it's only a small amount of people. But in this case, over 6,000 people were in attendance on a Sunday afternoon or a Sunday in Lahaina to get together, raise awareness for our environment, our culture. Our culture is our environment. This is what keeps Hawaii, Hawaii. And this is not a small movement. This is a large movement that's part of a long-term plan of loving the land and loving our resources.
Yeah, folks, if you're on the Valley Isle and you're listening and you want to give us an update or report of how things went in Lahaina, we'd love to hear. Folks, the off-island number is 866-275-1112. That's for you off-island folks. Give us a call. Shout us out. Want to know how your Aloha Aina Mana is feeling today. 866-275-1112.
Yep. We're looking forward. Hopefully, in the next half hour or so, we're going to hear a report from one of the people involved in the movement up on the mountain, Lakea Trask, is hopefully going to call in and kind of give us an update about what's going on, the new news, the old news, the stuff to keep us involved here as a community. So we're looking forward to that. Let's see what else we got in the news. So there was in Hilo on last Wednesday, there was a open discussion held at the University of Hawaii concerning Nayaipuni, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs funded nation-building effort. In November, there will be a vote to elect 40 delegates to an AHA, or gathering, that will determine the future course of action, one that may or may not align with federal government's proposed rulemaking of a government-to-government relationship with Native Hawaiians. It's kind of a controversial thing. Lots of people divided in the Hawaiian community between those who want to support the process and those who want to find it inherently flawed. Lots of things going on in the community. Oh, we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello, caller, are you there? Aloha.
Anyway, So during this discussion last week on October 14th, there were people that talked about the background of this process who said that they were skeptical about it. They invited audience members to speak.
So you're in Waimea going to Lahaina Pepe and it's jammed up.
Oh, it sounds like we have a little traffic update from over on the west side over there. We'll hear about that in a moment.
Okay.
For
the Manao. Appreciate it. Aloha.
So, Jimmy, do we have an update going on?
Well, it's not so much of I guess it is a little status update. If you want to get from Waimea to Hanapepe, it's not going to happen soon. I guess traffic is backed up. The caller really didn't know what was the reason for the backup other than there was a backup. So it's all hamajama on the west side.
Hamajama bama.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what's happening over there. If you're in the know, and you want to give us a call at 826-7771 if you know that the road is shut down for a reason, or maybe you just know that there's construction going on, or maybe they're painting stripes, something. But this caller in was trying to leave Waimea, heading back towards Hanapepe, could not.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, you heard anything about what's going on Larson's Beach these days? I had overheard through the wireless the other night that the county council had kind of talked a little bit about trying to move forward with some of the access issues down there on the coastline.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot. Maybe we got some Akamai listeners that know more. But I do think it was either a planning committee for the council or members of the planning commission. We're going to do a field trip to go look out in that area and examine some of those points where there is going to be proposed fence building or proposed access. So there's
fence building, gates kind of thing?
That kind of stuff. Across the Alaloa is what I remember hearing somebody talk about, that there was going to be potential closure. Maybe closure isn't the right word, but restricted access is better.
Limited access.
Limited is probably the word that is going to work for a lot of folks. So that's an issue for a lot of people who just want to go down there and not have to hop fences or go down steep trails. They just want to continue on their path like they have in the past. Man. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure what the issues are currently, other than that's been kind of contested for a while now.
Right. So we have an update on the traffic accident over on the west side. Traffic accident is pretty much in Pakala. So the KPD has just opened Kamu'ali'i Highway in both lanes, but briefly, they are awaiting the tow truck to remove a disabled vehicle. Straight live from the dispatch center at Kauai Police Department at 3990 Ka'ana Street, Suite 200 in Lihue. They say, stay tuned for further updates. And you can always give them a call at 241-1711. We will keep you updated as we get more information, because that's what we do here on Kauai Community Radio, try to keep you informed as much as can.
Keep you up-to-dated.
Up-to-date. Try to spread the knowledge about what is important in our community. Speaking about what's important, I went on a little journey the other day to some farmland. Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, there's no more farmland. And I had the privilege, I guess, of checking out most of Grove Farms land over on the Mauka side of the highway there in Puhi. And I would say that there are tons of available acreage for farming. The question becomes, where are farmers? And I think what I came to the epiphany of is, you know, if people want to keep things country and see the kind of development which is country development, we need to have more farmers. And it seems like, you know, I don't know all the history of Grow Farm, and we can say what we want to say about them, but they have a lot of land, and a lot of it that they want to keep in agriculture. So if you like keep things country, I think let's foster more farmers. And so I just want to spread that idea out to you guys. If you like keep it country, start growing some food and start working with the people who you may have not thought to work with.
You know, there's this I don't know, controversial issues related to ag and big ag and, you know, pro-ag, anti-ag. And I went to a meeting last week. I'll talk more on Thursday about it. But, you know, it was a meeting of the Joint Fact-Finding Group.
Mm.
So the Joint Fact-Finding Group is, if you will, a body of individuals from our community that are looking at the issues of GMO pesticides and trying to understand better what the issues are for our community. And you know, there was an exchange, if you will, from one of the members and some of the invited guests, and it just reminded me of how contentious this could be. And it doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't.
And that there is this notion that there is an anti-ag sentiment. And I don't know if that's so much the case, that there's anti-ag elements, that people want to get rid of ag, whether they feel like ag is a dirty business or ag is not lucrative enough. You know, when you could build condominiums and have beach views unimpeded by, you know, windrows or you know, some kind of windbreak from trees like that, that's not a good thing. But you know what? We need to eat. You know, we need to take care of ourselves, and we need to take care of the resources, and the aina is what feeds us.
Right.
So I don't really get that whole anti-ag sentiment, but people want to perpetuate that myth. And that's what that joint fact-finding group is kind of like. They're myth-busters.
So the myth that's been busted is that we still need farms?
We need farms, and we need farmers, like you're saying. We need people that are going to want to, you know, get a little dirt under the fingernails, you know, work in a little bit of the hard-to-work elements, whether it's in the hot sun or it's on the hard pack, you know.
Some people say working in an office is a hard-working place.
It's not preferred by many.
It's some rough elements in there, those funky lights and stuff. Really overly cold air conditioning that doesn't need to be that cold.
Right.
You know, you walk in with your slippers and all of a sudden you want to put on snow boots. What is that? I don't know.
You got to walk around with a shawl. But yeah, no, it's I think an issue that our county government is going to struggle with, that the people in our community are going to, you know, kind of deal with, because we want to have ag. We need ag, and it's part of our, if you will.
That's right.
Juliana.
That's right. We got to take on the privilege and responsibility of aloha aina, cherishing the lands. So just remember, keep that in your heart. And we have a caller on the air. Aloha, caller. You are on the air.
Great. Minor traffic update.
Thank you.
The traffic is backed up until Kamakane, where the church is in the cane field.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Nihau helicopters over on the other side of the road. It's moving slowly, but it's moving. So it probably is not going to be as much of a delay getting to Waimea as last week when that big rig went off the highway and stopped traffic dead.
So things are moving slowly, and hopefully they'll be able to clear that up, and traffic will flow freely like it's supposed to.
Yeah, I would say if it keeps moving like it does, that from here to from Kamakami to Waimea will be about, I don't know, 20 minutes maybe.
Okay, so keep that in mind, you guys. Don't make some plans. You need to tell your aunties and uncles, hey, I'm coming late. You know, just let them know to get the race started on the pot.
That 5 o'clock meeting I might not make. I really appreciate you calling in and updating us. Well, what do you think in regards to this issue of ag and anti-ag? You pro-ag?
I'm pro-ag.
Yeah, right on.
What I'm not pro is these chemical companies doing their experimenting on this island.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing that's not talked about is that they're experimenting. They are experiment stations. They are experimenting with some of the most highly toxic chemicals that we know about. And they are doing combinations of chemicals. That's the whole reason for their testing, is to keep finding newer and newer ways to kill things. And so, you know, you might argue, you might have an argument that 2,4-D is well studied and that it's been deemed, you know, relatively safe. And you might say that, the glyphosate has been studied and according to the science that we've been given, that it might be relatively safe. But then when you start mixing these chemicals together, And to keep killing weeds that continues to develop resistance, these are experiments that are going on, and we are the unwilling and unwitting guinea pigs, and I don't like it. I wish they weren't here. I wish ag was here, real ag, growing food, growing organic food. I wish these companies would just pack up and leave and stop poisoning our land, stop poisoning our air, stop poisoning our waters. Get out of here. That's my two cents.
Thank you for sharing. We appreciate that. We do have another caller right behind you. Any last minute thoughts you'd like to close up with?
Well, I said my piece. Let's turn Kauai organic and
right on.
Let's grow real food and let's grow soil and let's grow the future for our children and our grandchildren.
Oh, well said. Well said.
Appreciate your call, sir.
Alrighty.
Aloha.
All right, and we have another caller on the air. Aloha, you are on the air.
Aloha mai.
Aloha mai. Hey, this sounds like Lakea Trask from the Big Island. Is this who I'm thinking is on the air right now?
That's me. How's it, you guys? How's it going?
Mahalo for calling in, Lakea. We're really pleased to have you here calling in today. A lot of people here on Kauai have been asking, hey, what's been going on Big Island with the mountain? What's the latest news? Because we're kind of, you know, a little bit far away from you guys, and we want to keep connected and involved in this, in the knowledge that's going on and the movement. And we all want to support you guys and offer what we can. So we just kind of want to check in with you guys and see what's going on. We've been hearing a little bit here and there, but maybe you could provide some insight today, yeah?
Definitely, yeah. Well, we kind of had a lot going on up on the Mauna, actually, a lot in the past few months, but the last few weeks especially, yeah. So most recently, the emergency rules that the DLNR passed back in July 15th, I believe, was the date that they went into effect. But those emergency rules that they ratified so that they could, you know, justify kicking us out and getting us out of there, our vigil, our encampment there on the Mauna, were invalidated. Mahalo nui to Uncle Kalani Flores of the Flores case, Ohana. He was the one who filed, I think, the injunction. One of his cases didn't go through, but the one that they did hear for the emergency rules that were invalidated, I think he asked for a summary judgment. Mm. So the judge had to take a look at the facts and make a ruling, you know. And we're very happy that, you know, we're getting a sense of justice from a system that, you know, we feel like we may have lost some hope, you know, along the way. Getting some justice from these courts, from Judge Ibarra, and him invalidating the emergency rules, was a big victory for us. You know, we had two sets of arrests under those emergency rules. The first was back in July 31st, La Ho'ihoi Ea, the first Hawaiian, national holiday of the kingdom, actually. When they raided us at 2 a.m. and 11 of us were arrested, 7 of us were detained. You might have seen some video of that. You know, the boys were very emotional about it, upset, as you could imagine. But another arrest took place, I believe, September 8th or 9th, and that was the night or the eve of Oha coming to visit us up on the Mauna. And 7 Wahine and 1 Kane were arrested then while they were in Pule. And so, you know, after that, you know, Oha took a stance. They condemned the emergency ruling. And, you know, and since then, we've kind of been following the different cases that have gone to the courts. And luckily, Uncle Kalani's case, you know, brought us home a victory. And so we're very happy about that.
So all the arrests that happened in between the time of the emergency rule being in effect, all those cases are now going to be dismissed then, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah. So we went to court. Our court was set for last Thursday. And basically the judge brought us all up at the same time and, you know, dismissed our charges with prejudice, which means they can't bring it back up, of course. So that was the that was from the first batch. They still have to kind of go through the formalities of going to court for the second batch of arrest on Wahine. So, but that's kind of just, you know, a formality. Mm-hmm. It's safe to assume that they'll be dismissed as well. So we can kind of all celebrate that victory, you know.
So, Lakea, what drives you to do what you're doing and being involved with this movement? Where do you get your inspiration from? What does this all mean to you? Why should, you know, people who aren't involved in this movement already take a look into it and maybe immerse themselves in what's going on the mountain and looking at the maybe greater issues that this stands for?
Right. You know, the mountain was crucial in bringing that awareness to the greater, the general public, to the world, really.
Mm.
So I think that was, you know, that was really the opportunity. The mountain gave us the opportunity, and I truly believe that, to share the kind of oppression, to share the kind of dysfunction that we have to put up with living as Hawaiians in our homelands, in a de facto government such as the state of Hawaii, in an occupied country, if you will. But the Mauna really catapulted some of our critical issues, yeah, and it's not just about the Mauna. It's about it's about the quality of life we have here. It's about our people being able to be who they are. It's about all these threats to our environment, to our ecosystem, to our water, to our food supply, to our energy production, yeah. And I think that was what the mountain was doing. Yeah, it was calling us together as Kanaka. Yeah, not just Kanaka Maoli, but all Kanaka. All Kanaka who have an allegiance to the land. Yeah, and not some fabrication of nationality that's been kind of forced upon us, that we've assimilated to.
Mm.
You know, the concept of Aloha Aina, right, is what inspires me and what drives me every single day. You know, and to me, I look at Aloha Aina as like a three-pronged, one three-pronged spear.
Yeah.
You have Aloha Aina, you have Aloha Akua, and you have Aloha Kikahi, and they all kind of correlate. Yeah, you have to love the land, you have to reconnect to the land, you have to value that relation that we have with the land, yeah, that we consider a family member, an ancestor. You have to love one another. You have to love your fellow Kanaka. Yeah, you have to look past a lot of the Kanaka faults that we all have, you know, dealing with each other, the social ills, the, you know, the demographics, all the different things that we face as Kanaka living together. And also we have to aloha kua. We have to aloha that which provides for us, that sustains our spirit, that sustains our physical and emotional and spiritual bodies, yeah. However, whatever concept you have of akua, yeah, just that which provides, that which feeds us. So these three, you know, forms of aloha is what really makes, I think, aloha aina the solution for us, yeah. It's not about native Hawaiians or Kanaka Maoli or whatever box that we're supposed to check in that regard. Yeah, it's about reconnecting to all of us who care for this place. And right now, you know, we're at a crucial time in our history. I think our people, you know, our survival depends on standing with the Hawaiians. If you're not Hawaiian, stand with the Hawaiians, because we're standing for the land. We're standing for the resources. We're standing for us. Yeah, the La Hui.
Ayo.
Not who they tell us we are, but what we tell us we are. So now's the time. Yeah, we have to start having these conversations. We have to start unifying our people and start leaving the petty stuff behind. And I think that's, you know, being on the mountain, being that high up in the air, maybe the elevation, you know, I think that that was the message that she gave to us, that, that our kuas fed to us being up there and sustaining us for so long, 200-something days now.
Beautiful, beautiful. You guys are doing what you're doing. You know, I'm, you know, here on Kauai doing my thing, but I just think about you guys every day, and it helps me do the work that I do over here for Aloha Aina and just building community and trying to just do what we do. And, you know, I just like mahalo you guys for what you do and just protecting, you know, from where I come from.
I really
from
like
too.
To mahalo you and all those Aloha Aina like you, you know, all the ones who may not have been on the mount or been in front of the cameras or been in front of the thousands of people, you know, all the kanaka who have to aloha their aina and aloha their kanakas and aloha their akua and steward and manage and help each other, because we're all really in this together. It's going to take each and every one of our efforts to make this thing work. And so, you know, I really have the deepest appreciation and respect for all of you guys for, you know, continuing to pound the pavement and to do, you know, to fight the good fight. You know, it was just last year, actually, you know, calling you guys kind of, it's kind of nostalgic, because just last year, I was right in the same position as you. You know, we started a radio show at UH Hilo called Ma'a Radio, Movement of Aloha Aina, with some of the boys over here. And, you know, that was kind of the start of our momentum too, you know, building up to the mauna, to the different issues we faced at the UH, such as the flagpole that we forced them to put up, and the ahu that we built there and so forth.
Could you just tell the guys a little bit about the flagpole situation, that, because I don't think a lot of guys over here know what happened. Maybe you could just indulge us a little bit?
Yeah, so with a lot of the you know, the education that happened last year, and I'm not talking about the education at the UH system, you know, hearing from our people at the DOI hearings, hearing, you know, the theory and the academics of Keanu Sai and all these other, you know, great scholars who asked the hard questions. Yeah, the letter that was sent to Kerry by Kamanao, Eric Holder and so forth. Yeah, so we kind of got a lot of education last year about, you know, our political status here in Hawaii and, you know, the true status of these islands as an occupied country. So with that knowledge and kind of with that power, right, we forced the UH to respond and to be accountable to the students that they were supposed to serve. And so part of what we did was we drafted letters asking for the UH to address, you know, the letter that Kamanao sent to John Kerry, to address the political status, because we had all these concerns about education malpractice, the denationalization of our people, you know, all these different issues that the UH, a place of higher learning, of a Hawaiian place of learning by their own terms, would play a huge part in perpetuating, you know, at least since 1907 when the UH system started. So we wanted to ask those hard questions, and we gave them ultimatums. We told them, if you guys don't respond to us, we're gonna take down the American flags until such a time that you put the Hawaiian flag, because at that time there was only one flagpole at UH Hilo, and of course the American flag flew above our Hawaiian national flag. So we told them, we're going to take down those flags until you guys answer, or until you guys provide a remedy or a solution for this problem. And we gave them Lakuokoa as the deadline, you know. So sure enough, Lakuokoa came around. We had a few meetings with some personnel at UH, tried to do what they could do, but really it comes from the top down, you know, just like any other big, you know, system.
Yep, the system.
Yeah, so, you know, we took down the flags, and pretty soon they didn't bring out any more flags. And that kind of got some media attention. There was a lot of, you know, momentum building from the Mauna Kea and all these other issues that were playing into it, you know. And so the UH basically said, you know, that they would put up a new flag. They didn't give us any timelines or anything like that, but they said they would put up another flag and they wouldn't fly our flag until such a time. So, you know, that was a victory for us down there. You know, we didn't have that symbol of oppression, of, you know, there's a lot of people who feel a lot of different things when they see that flag flying above our flag. So, you know, it felt like a safer place to go to school, a safer learning environment, if you will. And then sure enough, this past semester, they got their funds together and they erected a second pole. And I think we're going to have a ceremony, maybe La Kuokoa, to kind of mark the whole history here and tie it back into the true Mo'okuoha of our flag.
And what is that? People. Excuse me, Karamai, what is that La Kuokoa?
La Kuokoa is November 28th, and it's November 28th, 1843. And that was the day that we were, I think, formally or officially recognized by other countries as an independent sovereign nation.
Mm.
So that's, you know, that's the day we became
recognized in that world court.
Yeah, that's where the treaties, you know, that's our treaties, basically.
And brother, can I ask you a little bit about this, tie in this movement, if you will, to nation building and your thoughts on the effort to reinstate or to begin the process of nation building. There's some controversy related to this Nayapuni effort. What is your thought on that? And will you be participating or will you encourage others to participate or not participate? And why? Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's been a big topic, and you know, unfortunately, it's creating some division amongst our people.
Sure.
Right at a time where we were just, you know, mobilizing ourselves to unify behind the mountain, behind Aloha Aina, and all these other things, and you know, I can't help but feel like, you know, somebody's smiling about that, you know, somebody up top is smiling about that. But as far as Nayapuni goes, my personal opinion is that, you know, I won't participate in legitimizing an illegitimate process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by participating in any form, I feel like that's kind of what you're trying to do. I have a lot of respect and admiration for those who are staunch, you know, independence advocates trying to work that angle from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a pretty futile effort. And to me, the best bet is to just protest Nayapuni.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, why can't we do what they're doing ourselves? You know, we've done it before. There's been Kalahui, there's been LHG,
right?
There's been different initiatives that have come from the people that were true expressions of self-determination, that were true you know, expressions of our people, of our kanaka, and how we think and how we organize.
Right.
And didn't take any money from the oppressor or the fake state or, you know,
mm-hmm.
the, you know, our beneficiary funds or whatever. So I think we, as kanaka, we have to kind of, you know, see past the fancy graphics and look to the source. Yeah. Nanaike kumu. All of these initiatives that come from the state, that come from OHA, have long histories behind them, have long mo'okuauhaus. And I think if we understand our mo'okuauhau, and we understand all of these other mo'okuauhaus, that's really all the power we need to make the right decisions.
And then how is this, if you will, the struggle for sovereignty as well as the Mauna, the issues interrelate as you said earlier, there was kind of momentum, and then all of a sudden this election gets called, and there's a diffusion of that energy. How does this continue to move forward, the effort for self-determination and sovereignty for Kanaka Maoli?
Yes. So at this point, we have to be very, very careful not to co-opt the movement by being involved either way, no matter what, you know, side you stand on or what. To me, what happened on the mountain, what happened here on Hawaii Island and all, across the whole Paiaina, really, that's true self-determination. Yeah, that's a true expression of self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody paid anybody to go up there last October to stop the groundbreaking. Yeah, Kanaka showed up with their olis, with their pules, with that kū'e spirit that their ancestors, you know, that they inherited from their ancestors, and did what they thought was pono, you know. And then we continued that this year when the TMT tried to come up, so that was a true organic expression of self-determination. And that's the kind of stuff we got to start doing and organizing around. Yeah, it can't come from the pocketbook or from some kind of vested interest, especially not from the state, who, you know, uses both hands to do the dirty work and wash up afterward.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's the kalo. It grows from the bottom up, yeah?
Yeah, you know. And we started up top a little bit, but it's the same thing, you know, fixing the lo'i, fixing the fish ponds, reconnecting to the aina, you know, taking care of our sacred places. How many heiaus, old heiaus, need to be restored? How many old sacred areas? How many pohakus? Or, you know, there's so much work to be done for us to be, you know, too much work to be done to get caught pointing fingers, namu-namu, and fighting amongst ourselves over the same old issues that, you know, our parents and grandparents might have already fought, too, you know. So it's, you know, it's kind of hard because it's, what's going to be the unifier? Yeah, what's going to be the unifier if there's all this controversy no matter what way you go? And to me, it's aloha aina, yeah? And the further we get away from aloha aina, yeah, what it truly means, love the land, love of country, yeah. We start perverting it with all these different concepts and standards and, you know, graphics and T-shirts and whatnot. We kind of lose the focus, yeah. So just aloha aina in its truest form, I think that's the unifier our people need. And it's not just for Hawaii. This is worldwide.
Worldwide,
so something that the whole world can get behind.
Right.
Aloha aina, you know.
It's definitely a universal value.
Definitely.
Practiced by indigenous people everywhere.
Exactly.
Because of a deeper recognition of the source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we can't escape that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just appreciate you so much for sharing your mana'o with us, and glad that you were able to make it through, if you will, the challenges of calling on time. And when somebody could answer the phone.
Community effort. This is an organic thing. Just like we like keep it all, you know.
Mahalo you guys for inviting me and for all the work that you guys are doing over there to spread awareness, spread the message. I mean, it's a crucial time for all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna need to build on these connections too. So hopefully, I use your guys' number a little bit more often.
Oh, Ken, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday, we invite anyone throughout the whole entire world to call in and share their mana'o and give their concerns and any kind of stuff you like to say. That's what we do here on KKCR. It is a free speech radio format that's, you know, for the community, and we're not just looking at koi. We're, you know, just like what you guys are doing. It's not just a singular thing. It's a kako thing. It's a global effort, you know. For the better thing for our honua.
Right. We got to start using these opportunities, you know, that we have.
Thank you.
With the media, with, you know, whatever kind of tools that we have or attention that we get.
Mm-hmm.
To start helping each other out, too, you know, because I wish I knew more about, you know, what was happening on Kauai, too, some of the issues you guys face. I know, you know, the rim pack stuff, the, you know, the militarization. I know some stuff from brother Dustin Barker over there, my brother, and you know, I know you guys have a lot of, you know, critical issues too that, you know, could use a little bit more attention and aloha.
Right on. Lakea, if you wouldn't mind hanging on the air for a little bit, we do have to do the top of the hour business with some of our underwriters and stuff, but we'd love to continue talking story with you for a few more moments if you do have the time.
Okay, shoot.
Okay, just try hold on. Thanks, yeah?
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
KKCR would love to thank all of the following restaurants and businesses that fed all of our volunteers during this fall membership drive. Mahalo to Papayas in Kapa'a, Pauhana Pizza in Kilauea, Coconut Cup in Kapa'a, Barracuda in Hanalei, The Greenery Cafe in Lihue, North Shore Grinds in Princeville, Ya Caduce Bagels, Hale Girl Island Suites, Hideaways Pizza Pub in Princeville, Mediterranean Gourmet in Haena, CJ's Steak and Seafood in Princeville, Oasis on the Beach in Kapa'a in Waipuli, Kenny Kaona, Harvest Market and Kayla Coberly in Hanalei. Thanks again for feeding all of us during the fun drive.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
The Copper Man. Copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com. That's HarryConti.com or 639-3456.
And mahalo nui loa for supporting Kauai Community Radio. This is Kauai Soapbox Live, the show where we are here for the community and here for you. If you guys have any calls, you want to come in and say what you like to say, you can give us a call at 826-7771. That's 826-7771. Right now on the air, we have calling in live from Moku'okiawe, the Big Island, Lakea Trask, who's one of the movers and shakers up on the Mauna, and I would say one of my heroes on the Big Island. Lakea, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Right on, bruh. So we were talking about, for those guys who just tuned in, we're talking about what's kind of the latest and greatest up on the mountain over on Mauna Kea and kind of what's going on in the greater community for Aloha Aina. And you know, one of the questions I had here is, have you guys heard anything lately from the TMT guys regarding development or anything like that? Because I never hear nothing from them.
Yeah, you know, we haven't heard anything from them in a while. If you've been following some of the things that have happened over the last couple months, you know, there was a big report that came out, the media broke, you know, protectors coming up the mountain, deal with state was, you know, somebody struck a deal with the state. But, you know, as we can see, the media was waiting for an opportunity to share some, you know, to share some, I guess, conflicting report, I guess, to just share anything about what was going on up there, but especially something like that, yeah, that kind of, I wouldn't say compromised our stand up there, but that's what ended up happening with the media taking that story and running with it the way that they did. You know what? What was supposed to just be, you know, we're going down for a little bit to take a break. We're not done. We're continuing our vigil, just not as out in the open as much. You know, right at the time where we were being persecuted, we were being raided in the middle of the night by the DLNR. We were having to go through a lot of different hardships, retrieving our stuff, the tents and so forth that they did take down. But the media, you know, they catapulted on that, opportunity to kind of, you know, say that we were coming off the mountain when we never really left. And also what came out of that too was, a deal with the state that we cut, which, you know, that never happened. We never cut no deals with the state. The only thing that happened was Lana Kila, talked to some of the guys at DLNR and came to an understanding, I guess, if you will, one person to the other, in whatever capacity that they hold. But, they came to an understanding that, the tent that we had up there, which, you know, the tarps and the poles, would come down, would be allowed to come down, as long as our hale wouldn't be touched, our traditional hale that's up there, mm-hmm. Hale kukia imauna, and that they would let us know in advance when TMT decided to start back up construction. And I know some people might, you know, why would you trust the state? Why would you trust the DLNR for something like that? But, you know, I could see that, you know, it's a tactical move. It puts the ball kind of in their courts. You know, if they lie to us, they lie to the whole public. They lie to,
right.
You know. So, and it does give us, you know, I guess a few days. You know, they would let us know in advance because they'd want to talk to us. They'd want to figure out, you know, some of the logistics. Because they want to make sure everyone's safe, that no violence is going to happen, you know, during those times. Because they, of course, they assume we're going to be there to protest and to stop them. So, you know, that's kind of what happened back in September. And it took some of the momentum out of what we were doing and what we were going for. But at the same time, we're kind of sitting pretty right now, you know. We have the emergency rules invalidated. Thanks to Uncle Kalani, we've had the Supreme Court hearings for the Mauna Kea Hui. We've been fighting this thing since the beginning. And you know, if you followed that Supreme Court hearing, you know, it really couldn't have gone too much better for our side anyway. We'll see what happens with the verdict. And the decision making, but
do you know when the verdict's going to be pulled on that thing?
You know, it's up to the judges, I believe. So
okay.
it could be any time. Could be next year, but it could be next month. You know.
Mm. So you had mentioned that the media kind of throws things askew from what's going on really up on the Mauna.
Yeah.
Is there a resource that people can turn to kind of get the scoops on what's really going on?
Yeah, you know, that's what we tried to start something like that. We call ourselves Na'au News Now. And really, it was just a way to keep the people and all our supporters and all the Kia'i everywhere around the world, really, updated with what was going on the mountain. Because up until that point, there's still, you know, the big events were happening and That was creating a lot of awareness, but as far as day-to-day updates, yeah, there wasn't too much of that. So we started Na'au News Now. You can check us out on Facebook. We should have a website coming up soon. And we'll see how this thing goes into the future. Hopefully it becomes something that we, you know, isn't just specific to the Mauna and that we can actually take to our communities and, you know, network with each other with these kind of, you know, alternative news stations and media stations. Because really that's our kuleana. And the more you see what goes on and how it plays out in the mainstream media, the more you realize that we gotta be the ones telling our own story. We gotta be the ones sharing our narratives, because otherwise they're gonna pick and choose, the very minimum, really, of what you say to fit whatever narrative they're going for.
Right on. So just one last question, I guess I'd like to just wonder, what do you hope to see happen in the future? What's the picture for you? What are you envisioning?
I envision, you know, Aloha Aina becoming a force that just cannot be stopped. You know, it's the solution. It's the solution for all of our problems, you know, worldwide. We just start caring about our land and our environment in a way that, you know, and start treating our environment like our mother, like our grandmother, like, you know, like our family members. I think that's going to have such an important impact on society and humanity. So, you know, I'm excited to see what Aloha Aina has in store for us. You know, that means, you know, the fish pond's going to get restored, the lo'i's going to get restored, the heiaus are coming back, you know, but really it's just the respect that we have for each other, for all living beings. Yeah, all these living beings who share the same environment, share the same space and energy and aloha, you know, and just doing that a little bit more harmoniously. There's just, you know, that's my faith. My faith is in Aloha Aina, and, you know, Aloha Aina is forever, just like our kupuna, you know, told us.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah. Jimmy, any other final questions you got for
Lakea? I just big mahalo to you, brother, and thank you for sharing it. And remember that we have a number of public forums like this. We have Mondays, the first Monday of the month. We have Songs of or the Living Sovereign radio program with Auntie Nani Rogers, and every Wednesday from 9 to 11 with Brother Donovan Kabibi and Kailani. They are holding it down. They create that space for Songs of Sovereignty to be played over the airwaves, and we would love to continue to nurture this relationship between the Big Island and the Garden Island, and all of the issues that kind of force us to recognize that we're in this together. And that we are able to overcome that this revolution that has been, if you will, it's a growing revolution that's about Aloha Aina forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and if I can just, you know, leave us with a quote is from Brother Dustin Barco. As we were getting hauled off, you know, back in April 2nd, he said, you know, from Hilo to Hanalei, Aloha Aina, yeah. Unity is the solution, yeah. And I truly believe that.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Lakea, you're more than welcome to call in anytime, and if you feel like come over Kauai'ine, you can come stay in my house. We'll go drink plenty ava.
Kind of kapila, make fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a good time.
Hey, that sounds like a plan, bro. Hey, you got to hit me up, too, if you make it over here.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be over for Thanksgiving. I'll come talk to you guys over when I'm over that way. We look forward to just, you know, keeping the dialogue going and the momentum, and just mahalo for you calling in and just checking in with us over here on Kauai. And anytime you like share anything, or any of the other guys in the movement like talk or whatever, just feel free to give us a call. We'll get it all set up for you guys, you know, just to spread the word. So we just want to mahalo you guys. Yeah, mahalo.
Really appreciate that, bro. Aloha Aina.
Aloha Aina. Okay. And we do have another caller on the that's coming in, I believe, on the air. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, it is Alicia.
Oh, my love. It's so good to hear your lovely voice on a Tuesday afternoon.
Thank you so much, and it was so wonderful hearing the discussion that you have underway there at the Lakea Trask. And it's so much in alignment to what is right now. I'm over in California, actually. Looking over somewhere in the bay here, I'm seeing the Pacific Marine Academy ship right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
The lights of the city and the beautiful sky. And
are you just there partying?
Oh, well, having dinner.
Oh.
Dinner here. But so I have been at the Bioneers Conference.
Oh.
And that is completely in alignment with what the KIEI are doing, and it's at its core, it is about, I suppose, environmentalism that is working in alignment with more indigenous people's practices. But it is a conference where there's solutions from all over everywhere, people coming and sharing what is working. And some of that is from well-renowned people like Paul Hawkins and political leaders like Tom Hayden, Annie Leonard from The Story of Stuff. She did a couple of the events. But what I learned is listening to what we were just hearing about in Mauna Kea, too, is more people were there. A lot of the people from the tribes in Arizona working on their ways of trying to solve their challenges. A lot of young people, you know, a lot of young people coming up with really good ideas of how they're getting things to work. And a lot of it can work for us in Hawaii. And people are really willing to come over and help and share. And a lot of it is online. And like one young woman who was there for the BP oil spill, and they were in their early 20s at the time when they were being told a lot of false things. So they were putting little, almost disposable cameras up on balloons and sending them out on like big kite strings and taking pictures of what was going on and bringing them back and being able to expose falsehoods that were being said on the regular media. That's a really great thing. Like about KKCR, is it is not owned by the big conglomerates, and it is the people's radio. So we have that going, but these different locations, like they were using things just like the Na'au News Network.
Right.
They're all putting their own stories out on YouTube and showing what they're really seeing, and it forces the hand of the official story that is simply false, and helps them to be sharing the real story. And that particular group, they have something called Public Lab, and it's all open source, meaning free software, free access on how they do it. And although I think they do sell some kits for like taking air samples, taking water samples. It's for the citizen scientists to be able to be really looking and not having to wait for the professionals in the lab coats to be able to give word of whether something is accurate or not. And they have also a whole nother software that came from Aotearoa called Lumio, which is for creating action. You know, it's more strong than something like Facebook or the social media pieces for bringing elements together like the Occupy movement or getting people in the right place quickly, making the right decisions. And it's being used now in, I can't remember, like 40 countries, you know, where people are really pushing the edge and being able to coordinate and be quickly effective and help people, you know, be able, citizens to be able to push their own agenda instead of being at the whim of, you know, the corporate control. So that was really good.
Well,
it's been a lot of fun here, too, meeting lots of interesting people. It's a happy event, though. I'm talking a little bit of hard stuff, but it's an uplifting event.
Hope is in the air.
Hope is in the air, and it's, you know, couple thousand people who are all super activated, and everybody is way intelligent. You know, anybody you meet, you know, they just like a fire hose of knowledge and passion and inspiration. So certainly easy to feel like there's a strong movement underway.
Strong holistic movement, it sounds like.
Strong holistic movement, and definitely really good strategies about water. Water is a very big deal, especially here in California, because they have the droughts. And but people, you know, world leaders talking about how to be addressing these water issues, and they do seem addressable. So good. It's really good.
So, Felicia, are you going to be back next week to give us an update about the whole kit and caboodle?
Yes. I am going to be back next week, and I will be on the air. And I wanted to add another court case that was very encouraging. He spoke about the Mauna Kea once, but also the Pohakuloa court case really was exposing the Department of Land and Natural Resources for not being responsible to be looking after that crater either, with the munitions and the military's actions in there and cleaning up after the mess. So we've had really four key decisions, or not decisions, but actions in the court that is surprising and positive.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing that, you know, sometimes we don't feel like there's hope in things, and then all of a sudden it's things turn over a new leaf. You know, we make huli chicken. And,
yeah.
It seems like, you know, for a while, I won't put dates on it, but I would say most of my life, it seems like, oh, you know, it's going one way. And right now, I think ever since, we've kind of seen this Aloha Aina movement kind of go into full force since about last October, especially with the Mauna issues, is that it's has this amazing cascading effect that's just kind of resonating in so many different issues, whether it's here in the Hawaiian Islands, or it's places in the continental U.S. or just worldwide. And I'm really thankful for where we're at in life, and I think we all need to sometimes not just get stuck on one kind of circular monkey thought, and kind of open ourselves to the bigger picture of what's going on. And I'm really ecstatic that, Felicia, you were at the Bioneers Conference this week to help disseminate knowledge back to us here on Kauai'i, and to share what we have to share with the world. And we're looking forward to having you back next week.
Yeah, thank you. It'll be really good. And Paul Massey is here with me, too, from In the Garden on the Farm. And I know he's going to have a lot of great things. And yesterday we did a seed intensive, and it was with different Native people from kind of the desert southwest, and really looking at all different kinds of seed saving. And we had a great eight-hour day together out in the land, and sharing different ideas and working together. And Paul will have a lot. Larry Magnuson, who is a good supporter of KKCR, he is here with us too. I saw Elise Beal from Hawaiian Alliance for Progressive Action was here. I think there'll be a lot that comes back here. Oh, and hey. And then I'll share this more next time. But Kauai, we're looking at having it be what's called a Bioneers Resilient Community.
Ooh.
Part of a network where we bring some of these experts here to the island and have some events here. And, you know, the goal is healing and helping, you know, not fighting and confronting, but to really make a positive difference. And, you know, it's fun and exciting, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we also are looking forward to you coming back and bringing all these wonderful, talented people to our island to help share the knowledge and perpetuate the what needs to be perpetuated and cultivate what needs to be cultivated. It's a beautiful thing, and I just see lots and lots of bumblebees flying in the air, pollinating all the goodness that we thrive off here on Kauai. Yeah.
Yes. And did we give a shout out to Bill Porter?
Did we give a shout out to Bill Porter?
Porter, he passed.
I think we should.
Weekend, and his service is this coming Saturday. Bill Porter has just made such a tremendous difference. Bill and Joan, and they've done the Aninaho Community Park and the mini golf up there, and soon to have the pavilion. And you know, he's made good care to make sure things are going to be able to carry on as he has transitioned. but all that up there at Waikoa, like our food forest and the Malama Kauai and
community garden.
The community garden. There's a number of people that they have helped to be able to farm, and really an excellent example of a good-hearted philanthropist. And that was another thing that I went to a workshop where it was, there was four very well-heeled philanthropists there that were sharing their heart space. And really, these are like the great-grandchildren of the robber barons. And just how committed they are to trying to shift the direction that has come from what happened, you know, 100 years ago. And, you know, there's a lot of good people out there that are working to try and bring better balance. And so Bill Porter has definitely been one of those people in our community. We've been very blessed to have him, and he's basically lives a pretty humble life and shares a lot. And so I really mahalo him and Joan, and, you know, a big blessing to all of us. Joan is still very much with us, and so love and light to Bill Porter as he has transitioned, and we'll be doing a little bit more to honor him. But his service is this Saturday, but I believe 4:30, it'll be up there in that Stone Dam area.
4:30 at the Stone Dam, okay.
Yep. So, thank you both very much for covering the show.
It's our pleasure. We really appreciate what you do, Felicia, and it's an inspiration as always. I would say that without you being here, I probably wouldn't be here doing what I do. So, as they say in Mo'orea, Maruru Yo'oi, thank you for being you.
Maruru.
Same, same. Same to you. Same to both of you.
We love you.
So, be safe.
Lots of love to everybody.
Happy trails. Okay. Safe travels.
Safe travels.
Okay. Ahui ho.
Ahui ho. Oh, we got some music in the background right now. I think we might even have a little bit more special music coming sooner than later. But we got to let the boys drink some Ava and all that. And right now, we do have a caller on the air.
Aloha, caller. Are you going on the air?
You're going on the air, caller.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Caller. Hello, caller.
You're on the
caller,
air.
Caller, caller, caller. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
What? You know, like. Call back. 826-7771.
Sometimes people have big fingers. Some people have small fingers.
I get fat fingers.
Some people have fat fingers. And they just, yeah. Anyway, it's all good. 826-7771, 826-7771. This is Kauai Soapbox Live, the show that is for you to share what you like share. And right now, we'd like to share this with you.
The Kekau Foundation, license holder for KKCR, will hold its quarterly business meeting Wednesday, October 21st at 6 p.m. at the Kapaa Public Library. All interested parties are invited to attend. For more information, call Steve at 652-3706.
And mahalo once again for staying tuned to Kauai Community Radio. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we've got Jazz with Brother John. A great show that I always enjoy every Tuesday evening as I step into the sunset. Jazz with John. And at 8 o'clock tonight, we've got the kind Victor Baba with the blues. Tuesday nights is always such a special time. You know, you know what? Everything's a special time here on KKCR. We have an eclectic array of programmers that are here to fulfill every one of your needs here on Kauai Community Radio. I'd like to mahalo all our volunteers that come help out every week. This is a station that is completely volunteer supported, you know. So everything we do it from our heart, not because we get paid for this. So if you're, you know, wondering why this is such an amazing station that you can't find anywhere else on island or in the world, it's because it's from the heart and not from the dirty money like that. So We just like mahalo you guys. And I think we'll just let the music ride for a moment. But 826-7771, 826-7771, if you like share your mana'o, or if you're off island, you can give us a call at 1-866-275-1112. That's 866-275-1112. Have a caller on the air. Caller, are you there still?
Yes, I am here. Aloha aina, aloha kako.
Aloha aina.
Since this is a call where I saw bugs, I would like to bring up a different subject.
Okay.
Which may have a wide-ranging aspect, mm-hmm. namely the sunshine law, or legally the transparency law in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Who knows if there are consequences when the officials are not following the transparency law. The reason I'm asking this is because when Linda Lingam was the governor, we submitted in writing two requests described by the transparency law in the Hawaii Revised Statutes in writing. We delivered it to the local office at the state building. We got a countersigned copy so that they received it. She never answered any of them. Then we sent two requests later to Mayor Carvalho. He didn't respond to it. And this March, we submitted one request to DLNR, and they don't respond to it. Do you know what is the next step? Or if there are anyone who is listening, they had the same experience. Because I think we have to clarify this situation.
I would absolutely agree with you, caller, that we need to clarify this. Do I have the answer to that? No, but that's why we have the community forum that we have here. Jimmy, do you have any insight on this Takain? He's still thinking.
Yeah, you might need to turn that up.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
fact that a lawyer might need to be involved to find out one of those people that speak legalese and know how to send those kind of threatening or intimidating letters that demand action. And obviously sometimes at the state, even that doesn't get them until it's heard by even higher authority.
Oh, well, you see, let me just interject here. Both the Freedom of Information Act, which is a federal law, and also the Transparency Act prescribes that they have to respond without the involvement of a lawyer from the requestor. So I could not find any provisions in the law that would say what we can do next if the officials are not responding. That's why I'm asking this question from the community.
I guess, you know, we have to look at other cases within the state. Maybe look at other states that have similar laws and do a little bit of homework, brush up on our Shakespeare, if you will.
Okay. I understand. I will do my research and then I can bring this up as a precedent.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll all look into this together. I mean, now that you've got my thinking cap on... watch out next week. I might have an answer for you.
Excellent. I will be listening, and hopefully you will find some answers or somebody will call in the meantime.
Yeah, we'll all be looking out.
May I add also one comment to the future of agriculture on the island of Kauai?
Mm-hmm.
I think we definitely need agriculture and organic growing of plants and produce. But the biochemical companies that are doing the research here are poisoning our land and our waters and our air, which has been stated many times.
Mm-hmm.
However, the reason is that they have to do the research in order to provide enough food for the world and for America. Justine, here is one thing that it was never spoken about. Namely, there is so much wasting of food is going on in the so-called United States. And if you are trying to replenish it, to continue this rate of wasting food, then it is then the whole research does not make sense in this dimension.
Right on.
Okay, so I think we need agriculture, but we don't need this pesticides. Let's put more manual labor in it and much more common sense. That's my input.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're ready to have the next generation of farmers out there on the land, and we're having to cultivate them right now with so many great programs we have throughout the islands and here within Kauai. It's quite an exciting time that we're living in, and we as my one mentor once said, if we want to see the change and keep this land beautiful, we start with the youth, and so we gotta indoctrinate the youth.
For the youths.
For the youths.
Absolutely. The youth should be our future.
They are our future.
Thank you for your input, and I'm just saying, imua.
Imua.
Ahuiho.
We get one more.
Okay, one more caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kauai Community Radio.
Hey, hi. I missed the very beginning of the show. I must say it's been great. Thanks. Great to hear from you guys.
Mahalo.
And I don't know if you mentioned that the Waimea River is having a supportive meeting today in Waimea. Did you talk about that earlier?
We did not.
No. Please indulge us.
Oh,
please
okay,
tell us.
So,
the road is open, we understand.
The neighborhood center, and if you're interested in helping to bring the Waimea River back to life again, that's something that's been going on for a little over a year, I think. We've been engaging with, you know, how we can get it to be alive again, because it's been running kind of dead for a while. And so I can't tell you a lot of details, but I believe it's 7 to 9 to the neighborhood center. And sorry if there's traffic, but I encourage you to come. And like you said, young people, we need you. And, we can work together on solutions and see what's happening with the Waimea River.
Perfect, perfect. So for those who want to get involved in the Waimea River refurbishing project, if you will, the Aloha Waimea River, you guys can come to the Waimea Neighborhood Center tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. That's 7 to 9 p.m. tonight at the Waimea Neighborhood Center.
And then I'd also like to invite those on the west side who are interested in gardening, that we have a wonderful community garden in Kekaha, and we like to see you there on Monday evenings from like 4:30 until sunset. And we work together to learn things, and we grow some good food, and putting the shout out about that too on the west side.
Maka'i, that's so great you guys is doing that. So where in Kekaha can people find a beautiful community garden and get involved in growing food and nourishing our souls and our aina?
That's on Aku, on the Episcopal Church property, in the back behind the church.
Perfect.
On Aukuu.
Perfect. Okay, and that's Mondays starting at 4:30, correct?
Yeah.
Bring shovels and stuff like that, or no need? You guys get stuff.
We have things. If you have something you want to share from your garden, sometimes we have a little a sharing of local things that we've grown, kind of like a potluck afterwards, or have a little break. So if you have too many avocados or too many something that you want to share, we all bring that.
Beautiful.
And we share a little bit of the produce in the garden and have a little something together.
Beautiful. So, just like what we do here on the radio, just like what we do here on Kauai, we all share, come together, create community.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Maka'i, maka'i.
All right.
Well, mahalo for calling in. Aloha. And
Brother Jimmy, we got anyone else on the air that would like to call in? Oh, well, that calls for a special, special edition that's evolving into more of a special edition of Kauai Soapbox. We got the band with the beautiful wahine and the ugly guys. They call it like that. We call it Nani Loa Wahine and the Ugly Boys. Anyway, you guys ready for Rock Us or Shock Us?
Yeah, we're going to do a couple songs. But if you get one in, we'd love to say something about the situation around here. And I think if we all just do what our gifts are and we do those really well, unabashedly, that we could actually make some change around here. And one of the things I like to do are write some songs when I don't like what I see.
Beautiful.
And here's one I wrote, and it's inspired by that sign that we used to see going from Princeville to Hanalei that said, "Oh, the GMO."
All right, here we go, you guys.
Give us spots on apples, change the DNA. Why are you messing around with what God made anyway? If it's the push you're waiting for, we're shouting out today. I owe a GMO, no, you cannot sleep. Our mothers and our fathers have been farming with their hands, sowing native seeds into these sacred lands. When one day bankers bought it all, building castles made of sand. Now it's time for rising up to take our final stand. Give us spots on our apples, don't change the DNA. Why you messing around with what God made anyway? If it's the push you're waiting for, we're shouting out today. Our old GMO, no, cannot. Ones on the west side who remember having fun running through the fields, catching poison on their tongue. Yeah, the taste was sweet, but I left the chill of what is yet to come when we find out what they're spraying in the land of the setting sun. Give us spots on our apples, don't change the DNA. Why you messing around with what God made anyway? If it's the push our old GMO, no, you cannot stay. 1800 years ago, Hawaiians had the key. Everything you put on land goes right into the sea. So what are we all waiting for? How bad does it have to be before we all start waking up and living naturally? Give us spots on our apples, don't change the DNA. Why you messing around with what God made anyway? If that's the push you're waiting for, we're shouting out today. Our old GMO, no, you cannot stay. Our old GMO, no, you cannot stay. Our old GMO, no, you cannot.
All right, mahalo, you guys. That was beautiful. That is, do we have a caller? I don't know. Maybe we'll do a quick little quickie song. No. That's okay. So, do we have a name for this? Oh, we have a caller. Okay. Aloha, caller. You are on the air. Mahalo for calling.
Great show. Hey, I was just wanting to comment on the Naiapuni, or I'm not sure exactly how to even pronounce that name.
Naiapuni,
yeah. Okay, it's interesting that the American government won't recognize the Hawaiians that have already come together in a number of groups, actually. Mm-hmm. The reinstated Hawaiian government, Kingdom Atui, this kind of stuff, and go to them and say, okay, let's work it out. You've got a group of people together that wants to be Hawaiians. Instead, they want to come and they want to present the contract, is what it is. Mm-hmm. And when they do this sort of thing, it's like, okay, well, we have veto power, of course, over whoever you're going to elect. You know, Well, like Dave, I'm just finishing reading a book called Overthrow. It was about the American government and all their treaties they've done. See, it starts with the overthrow of Hawaii.
Right.
And talk about what they did. You know, at that time it was the Spanish-American War. And so they were dealing with Cuba and the Philippines and that. With Cuba, they told them, oh, no, we want Cuba to be a free country all by itself, you know, so we're going to help you throw the Spanish out of here. And so the Cubans did all the work, and America showed up when it was almost done. And then America said, well, geez, you know, we told you we were going to let you be free, but, you know, that was just an impulse, and you can't really expect us to stand behind that, you know, and so really we're going to take a cut of the action, you know, we're going to take some control of Cuba. And this is the kind of thing that they're trying to present to the Hawaiian people. They're not respecting the Hawaiian people to be smart enough or something enough to be able to present themselves. They want to say, okay, well, this is what you're saying. Is that it? Anyway, just all of the contracts and that they've done with the American Indians, with all of, you know, Cuba, with Central America, South America, and all this, if you go through that, they're not really a credible person to do business with or to honor their statements, their deeds, whatever, their mm-hmm. treaties they're going to sign with us. They're not honorable.
Right.
And so to join in with them is, you know, complicit with the enemy in a lot of ways. You know, we're going to cooperate when you know they're going to cheat you. And, you know, that's what they're best at, I guess, is writing up bogus paperwork and then going back on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Indians just recently, what was that? There was one reservation where, you know, the Indians were settled there and everything. I guess they accepted it will be here. They discovered copper on it. And they said, okay, everybody, pack it up. You're out of here, you know. And so it's the corporate interest, the financial thing is the bottom line here. And so I don't think there's a chance that the Hawaiians are going to come out on top. They may make it look that way and then turn around and say, hey, guess what? You guys gave up all the deeds to your land. All of a sudden, it's public land, public
right.
Hawaiian
right,
lands.
Right.
And that, it seems to me like what they're trying to do at this point. And now that they've divided the Hawaiian community, that's the way you do it, too. You go in and you try and split up the energy of whoever you're trying to conquer. Go in and say, hey, we're with the revolutionaries. We'll back up the revolutionaries. And then when it comes time to do anything, they won't do it. They won't be there for you.
History has told.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wanted to put that in for everybody. I mean, I heard last week when some of the Hawaiians were saying, no, we're just to get involved in it, to see what we can do for me. They're going to come out and say, oh, it's great turnout we had, you know. If it's 1% of the, how many, what do they say they got?
Plenty people on the mainland and everything, they say.
Yeah, and they're going to come and say, oh, we had a great turnout, and, you know, and it seems like the will of the Hawaiian people are really, just like they did in the beginning, will of Hawaii. Oh, they'll be dancing in the streets, you know, Iraq, the same thing was going in. Oh, no, the people are going to be dancing in the streets when the American troops come through, you know. They really love us over there and everything, and it's just spin. You know, and I think that's what they're going to try and do this time. They're going to say, okay, now we've really established communication with the Hawaiian people, and mm-hmm. we've got a Hawaiian government here, and we've got a functioning relationship going on, and the land's for sale.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, we just got to stay positive, and we, if we know these things exist, we need to work within these confines and try to change them for the better, yeah. So.
Well, yeah, that's what the Hawaiian groups that are already set up and in place have been trying to do
mm-hmm.
under international law, maybe not America's law, because America, they'll change it from one time to another to fit whatever they're trying to do. So, yeah, I agree with you, inside certain boundaries, but America's going to create the boundaries so tight that you're not going to get to do nothing. Maybe you can still get the menial jobs at the golf course and this kind of stuff, but to give actually some of Hawaii back to the Hawaiians, ugh. I don't think it's going to happen from Nio Puni. And funny, Puni means lie in Hawaiian, too. That kind of caught my attention. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, mahalo, caller, for your insight. And we do have a little bit more of some music from the Naniloa Wahine and the Ugly Kanes. So, on that note, we'll have a little jam. A little bit more music. a little bit more Manao, and then we'll have the county report. And coming up at 6 o'clock, it's Jazz with John. 2 hours of the greatest jazz music you can hear on Tuesday nights, only here on Kauai.
First light shining on my face, sunrise, and all I see are colors as we're moving right along on our feet. Now there's a world out there in shining faces. I hear the whispering cheers. Close my eyes and the music moves around me. There ain't no place I'd rather be than right here. I see the road.
We do love you all.
Delay.
Anyway, coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, Jazz with John. This is Kauai Soapbox Live, the only two-hour show besides the other two-hour show with the other two-hour show with the other two-hour show that's here for you in the community. We'd like to thank our beautiful musical guests today,
and their friends.
We'd like to thank Wahine Nani Loa and the Ugly Kane Incorporated. I gotta figure out a better name for those guys besides that, so why don't we just call them the Beautiful House Band?
There we go.
So stay tuned at 6 o'clock tonight, coming very, very shortly, Jazz with John. And at 8 o'clock, we have Vic the Barber. But before we go, we have someone that would like to share their manao, so call her. Welcome to Kauai Soapbox Live. How can we be of service to you?
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
It's nice to hear you on the radio. You should be on more often.
Yeah.
Mahalo.
Really? You know, I wish that you and Donovan Kabibi and Kailani and Randy and Mrs. Silva and Mrs. Rogers and Tim Kalai and Hope and Jimmy Trier, I wish you could all write a letter. And your speaker that you had today from the Big Island, I wish you all you could write a letter to Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! and fill her in if she doesn't already know the plight of Hawaiian sovereignty and the issues that face Hawaii today about the signing of this to sign their land away, you know, all the issues that are talked about weekly on KKCR. It would be such a wonderful thing if national news via Democracy Now, I mean, if she did like a half an hour program on Hawaiian issues.
I think that's one of the greatest thoughts ever heard, and we need more of that. That's one of
we just need more of that. Well, it would take somebody at your end who has the ability to networking to get in touch with her. Maybe I bet she would be really interested in doing a segment on her show, because I don't think she fully understands what's going on in Hawaii like all of you do, like most of us do.
I think most people that are outside of the Hawaiian Islands have no idea of the multi-layered issues that we have here facing us in the islands.
It would be just a great thing to get a little more national coverage, and aside from, you know, the Honolulu Star advertiser, which doesn't really tell the truth oftentimes.
No, that's just the kind they tell the nice news so the tourists don't freak out on vacation.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I challenge you, all of you people that do these talk shows, including Felicia, if you haven't done it, you know, because, you know, Jonathan Jay got that plug that's been playing, you know, by Amy Goodman. He emailed her to support KKCR Radio. It's a community supported radio station that does good things and needs your support, community support. If he could get her to do that, like, 60-second plug for KKCR, maybe she'd be willing to do like a half an hour piece on Hawaiian sovereignty and the issues that face Hawaii today in the present tense. Anyways.
Well, caller, we really appreciate you putting that out there, and it looks like you just put out the kahea. Mahalo nui for that.
Yeah, you guys have the power to do that, and I bet you'd be responsive. It would be fantastic. I know it would be.
Once the word is out on KKCR, it happens, so don't worry about it. Now that it's out there, we're going to go Imua, move forward, and like bingo, bango, popcorn, we're there.
And like your first speaker or caller said, it's still not too late to donate.
That's right. 826-7771. Well, we want to holler you, caller, and we do need to kind of wrap things up and give the county council report. And stay tuned at 6 o'clock tonight, Jazz with John. This has been Brother Eric and Brother Jimmy Trujillo filling in for the beautiful Miss Felicia Cowden and the Kauai Soapbox Live, which comes at you every Tuesday from 4 to 6, one of our many community public affairs programs that's here for you, the community. This is KKCR, Kauai Community Radio.
KKCR News. Here's a county council report for the week of October 19th. There will be a regular council meeting this week. It will be at 8:30 in the council chambers in Lihue. Here highlights from the agenda. Council Chair Raposo transmits for council consideration a resolution approving the proposed State of Hawaii State Association of Counties Officers for 2016 term. This is resolution number 2015-60. Council Vice Chair Kagawa transmits for council consideration a resolution expressing the concern of the Kauai County Council over the inflated inter-island air rates charged by Hawaiian Airlines and encouraging the Hawaii State Legislature to assist in offering relief to the inter-island travelers by incentivizing competition. This is resolution number 2015-61. Council Chair Raposo transmits for council consideration a resolution amending a resolution relating to the rules of the council for the organization of committees and the transaction of business. This is related to members' participation in a matter after disclosure of a conflict of interest. This is resolution 2015-62. The prosecuting attorney requests approval to spend grant funding from the State of Hawaii Office of Youth Services General Fund in the amount of $25,000 to continue the Kauai Teen Court Program. Council Vice Chair Kagawa transmits for council consideration an amendment to the county code to eliminate the sunset date for obtaining a building permit to construct an additional dwelling unit on other than residentially zoned lots. This is proposed draft bill number 2601. The prosecuting attorney requests approval to spend state funds in the amount of $100,182 for the continuation of the Kauai Career Criminal Prosecution Program. There were four claims against the county on this week's agenda. Under committee reports, the Public Works, Parks, and Recreation Committee received, for the record, a request from Council Chair Raposo for the county engineer to provide an update on the Kapa'i Swinging Bridge and the efforts of the administration to work with the Kapa'i Foundation. Also received, for the record, was a request from Committee Chair Kagawa for the county engineer to provide a briefing regarding transfer station operations. This is related to deteriorated compactors and hours of operation. The Planning Committee has a request from Council Chair Raposo for the county engineer and the planning director to provide a briefing on the Leopoldi fencing project, and this was received for the record. Under bills for the first reading is proposed draft bill number 2601 for an ordinance amending the county code relating to additional dwelling units on other than residentially zoned lots. There will be a non-public executive session. The purpose is to, one, the county attorney to discuss the hiring of a county auditor, two, the county attorney to brief on pending and denied claims, three, to consult with the council's legal counsel on questions and issues pertaining to the county's insurance policy with Everest National Insurance Company for attorney's fees arising in connection with the lawsuit of Tim Bynum versus the County of Kauai. If the council is not finished with this meeting by approximately 1:30 p.m., it will recess for public hearings on Bills 25, 97, and 98 relating to revising the amounts estimated in the highway fund. After the hearing, council will reconvene to complete any unfinished business. To view meetings or meeting archives, visit www.kauai.gov/webcast meetings. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.
And you are listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea. A great show, guys, and live music is always fun whenever you find it and whenever you can do it. So stay tuned for Jazz with John. We've even had live music on way back when. And we got a very interesting show for you tonight, and we're going to start off as usual with Yesterday.